If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, if you're happy and you know it, do you tell people about it? And is it possible if we tell people about stuff, that what we tell them and then what they hear and what they share with other people ends up being something different? It's called a game called Chinese Whispers, or in some countries it's called telephone, where you might have 5 people, 10 people, 50 people, doesn't matter. I tell the person something next to me, I whisper it in their ear. They whisper it to the person next to them and it goes through the group. And not in 50% of the cases or 90% of the cases or 5% of the cases, 100% of the time, what I say at the beginning, what the first person says, is never the same as what comes out at the other end. And in fact, in most time you play that game, what comes out at the other end is completely, totally different to what was originally said. Now, it's a great game and it's fun to play, but isn't that what is happening with life at the moment? We hear things on social media, we hear things on the radio, somebody tells us something, somebody criticizes somebody, somebody tells a story about somebody else, somebody gossips. I hear it, I pass it on to somebody else. But it's interesting because when human nature passes something on, we tend to put our own spin on it, our own exaggeration on it, because it makes it set, the story sounds better if you put a bit of exaggeration on it. But it might just be the tone of our voice. It might just be our voice intonation. So as I always joke, I can say, yes, I want to do that, versus, yes, I want to do that. Yes, I want to do that. Now, there's a different meaning to all three of those, but I said exactly the same words. So a lot goes on facial expressions and voice intonation. So I can pass a message on to somebody else, and if I say it with a negative spin or a positive spin, it's going to send a different message. So why is that important? I want to be the person that shares the truth, tells the truth, passes on messages that are true, without exaggeration, without my spin on it, and without opinion. And as I always, again, joke, because it is a joke now, it sounds like it's unbelievably untrue and funny. The news, the 6 o'clock news at night time, when I was growing up, and for most of my life, the news was for half an hour, it was a person giving information about what had happened that day. There was no voice intonation. So it would be, today it was 27 degrees. There were 3 car accidents, 4 murders, children left school early because it was raining, and we've had a baby born under the name of John. I'm just using that as an example. Whether it was good news or bad news, the news was delivered in a monotone voice without exaggeration, without opinion, and just the news. So what you got to do as a viewer of the news, as somebody who experienced that information, you got to decide whether you believed it or not. So the news was delivered. You could say, okay, did it really happen that way? Well, it wasn't delivered with opinion. It was just delivered. Now, if you ever watch the news, and I don't anymore for this reason, as an old lady, I don't want to watch news that is opinionated. I don't want to watch news that's being paid for by somebody else. I don't want to watch news that's being influenced by somebody's religious opinion or their political persuasion or the facts that they believe about the world, which may or may not be facts, because it's always delivered in facts. The facts show, research shows, all the scientists say, and everybody has an opinion, which is perfectly okay. But if I'm going to deliver something in the form of a fact, wouldn't it be nice to deliver it as, in my opinion, this is what I believe, in my opinion, I think this is what happened? That's not what we're getting, is it? It's facts show, people say, research says, and do we really know that it's true? And I'm asking that question because a lot of people get hurt, they get offended, they get annoyed, they get angry, and they get frustrated because of what they hear from other people. And a lot of the information that they then deliver to other people because they put their exaggerated spin on it, it comes out even worse. So now we've got, and I'm always about the kids. Adults can do whatever they want, and they always will, and they'll say whatever they want, and they'll do whatever they want to. But our kids are impressionable. So if all our kids hear is drama and exaggeration, and they get terrified, and we hear that a lot now. I'm scared of being burnt to death, fried to death, iced to death, the world's exploding, there's going to be nuclear war, there's a whole heap of horrible things if you listen to the news, that if our little kids are hearing that, what's it doing to their headspace? They don't know how to work out, is that person exaggerating? Is that person lying? It's an adult, they must be telling the truth. And there's a lot of things we have absolutely no control over, of course. We just get to decide for ourselves how we're going to react to respond to that, but our kids don't have that choice. So we might hear something and say, well, that's not going to affect my life. It's got nothing to do with me. It happened a million miles away. I'm just going to go and live my life. But a small child doesn't have the opportunity to do that. So if I hear something that's happened a million miles away and then I say, oh my God, this has happened and it's terrible, and a child hears that, how does it make them feel? And the reason this is so important, of course, is we now have too many children on antidepressants, I think. And that is my opinion. But I've always thought that a happy child, a child that is well-adjusted, that loves their life, that goes outside and plays in the fresh air and sunshine, that has lots of friends, and even if they're bullied or somebody picks on them or a terrible thing happens, we teach them resilience and we teach them positivity and we teach them how to handle challenges and we teach them that that's what life is all about. But if our kids aren't surrounded by that, if all our kids are hearing is trauma and drama and terror and you're going to die and there's going to be a war and the world is a terrible place to live in, what does that do for our kids? And for our children to be on antidepressants, our children to be on mind-altering drugs where the number one side effect is suicidal tendencies, and there's not too much of a leap between we've got the highest rates of teenage suicide we've ever had in history. Why is that happening? If a child believes that there's no use staying alive because the world's such a terrible place to live in, then surely as adults we have to take some responsibility for that. So every day, before words come out of my mouth, I'm always thinking, how can I put a positive spin on this? How can I make this a happy thing to say rather than a negative one? And I am that person. If you Chinese whisper to me that it's raining today, I will pass on to the next person, there's free water coming out of the sky today. Isn't that fantastic? Because it means the grass is going to be green. We're going to be able to wash our car and have a shower and drink water. That's my Chinese whisper that comes from, oh, it's raining today. I put a positive spin on everything, and the reason for that is I want to control the things that I have control over, and I certainly have control over my words. I don't have to use negative words. I choose not to. How about you? Super duper doo, how are you? Saying happy things today. Woohoo!